Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
People that have been married for a long time can attest to this, but like, it doesn't matter how long you've been together with someone, you learn something new about them every single day. And thus is true in radio as well. Melissa and I have been work married for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned something new about her today that I'd never known prior to today.
Which thing? What is it?
She has a completely unhealthy obsession with Parmesan cheese.
Oh.
So unhealthy.
It is childlike.
No.
The amount of Parmesan cheese that she poured onto her margarita pizza this morning. Yeah. And yes, we had pizza for breakfast because our friends at Lou Malinotti's dropped some off. And it was great.
It was so good.
Our lives are tough.
Yeah, real tough, real tough. Look, I'm not complaining about that. In fact, if anything, that was awesome. Thank you, Lou Malinotti's.
Yeah, we do really appreciate it. Their pizza's so good. Both the thin crust and deep dish are fantastic.
I'm surprised you were even able to taste it under that pile of Parmesan you put on your pizza, Mel.
And Parmesan isn't unhealthy. I would contradict that statement by saying it is actually healthy.
Oh, no.
Because it has calcium in there.
Uh-huh.
It's fairly low in calories.
Sure. I was not calling the Parmesan unhealthy. I was calling your obsession of the Parmesan unhealthy.
No, this is actually, this isn't a podcast. This is Parmesan's Anonymous.
Yeah, Mel, we're here. I'm glad you're here. This is an intervention.
Either of you like Parmesan?
Yes.
Or do you put it on your spaghetti?
It's an intervention.
Yeah.
It was worth a shot.
That was pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do you put Parmesan on your spaghetti?
I don't put Parmesan on anything.
I'll put some Parmesan on spaghetti, and I'll sometimes put it on pizza.
My wife just didn't want
it today, and you immediately assume that I don't like it at all, which isn't true. And then I proceeded to watch you cover it with Parmesan as if you were a kid.
Yeah.
Showing how snow falls in science class by just shaking out a bunch of like pieces of paper.
Honestly, I did not know that Costco was open this early for the amount of Parmesan that you had then put on your pizza.
It was a decent sized tub that was delivered by Lou Malnati's. I hate to say it, probably used about a quarter of it to half that tub, but I did save some for other people.
Tub is the right word.
Yeah, when she says tub, she doesn't mean like a little styrofoam container. Like, she means an actual bathtub of Parmesan.
Yeah, you're really strong picking it up.
What I loved is I had quite a few people backing me in the sense of they also loved Parmesan cheese poured heavily on their pizza slices.
Melissa,
and I felt very validated after that.
Yeah, no, and I had a feeling you'd bring this part up. Can I tell you something? I think the two people in this studio with you are the only ones who will be honest to your face. In this entire building.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Salespeople will always suck up to you guys.
Yeah. Salespeople will always be like, Austin and Melissa, you guys are so funny. Even though we know we're not. Let's be honest. Okay.
We should start having you guys go around to the sales office
and see if
and just
them.
Like telling the worst jokes you can, but acting like they're really funny.
And see if they laugh.
And see if they laugh.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. The only thing is I can't remember jokes.
Why?
I don't know. I can just never remember jokes.
Oh.
I thought that was a setup to a joke, too.
So did I.
No, I really can't remember jokes. I don't know. I don't know why. It's like something, my brain is not wired for that. The only one I know is, you know, a horse walks into the bar.
And what did the bartender,
say? Oh, why the long face? That's the only one I know.
That's a good joke.
It is a good joke, but that's like literally the only one I know.
My favorite joke that is very old but still makes me laugh is grasshopper walks into a bar. Bartender says, hey, we got a drink named after you. You got a drink named Gary?
Oh, I have heard that. I've heard that.
It makes me laugh. It's very simple.
It is. It's funny. Simple and cute.
That is funny.
The ones that are short and sweet are really good.
Because why would that grasshopper's name be Gary?
Yeah. What? He's never heard of the drink, the grasshopper? Come on.
Have you guys had a good grasshopper?
I've never had a grasshopper.
What?
Are you talking about the drink either. Or the insect?
The drink.
What's in it?
It's, I think the alcohol could be switched out, but probably likely vodka, but it's a minty drink. And if they do it right, you can also put ice cream in it. And when it's done up right, it is really good.
Melissa's doing nothing to dispel the fact that she is an 11-year-old child.
My mom used to make those on a Saturday night. And she'd pull out
for
the
you?
Ice cream. Not for me.
Oh, I was like, this is explaining a lot.
No, for herself. Okay. But she would be like, this is so good. And she would let me take a little sip of it just to see what it tasted like. But she'd also make herself White Russians, you know.
Ooh,
so.
That's my nightcap drink.
Such an interesting drink.
I haven't had one in a long while.
And White Russian or a nightcap?
White Russian. Well, yeah, Dan, now that I think about it.
You haven't talked about them in a while.
I know.
Are you going to get one this Saturday at Chris Stapleton?
I'm going to be by myself, I think.
That doesn't matter. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Drink alone?
Ooh, don't maybe, you anyway?
What if I Uber back to Elmhurst and get a nightcap before heading home? Do you think Mayor would get mad at me?
Well, it depends on what time the concert wraps up.
That's a good point.
Why would she get mad at you?
I don't know.
She wouldn't get mad
at
you.
For not just coming straight home.
I mean, how long does it take you to get one nightcap?
I forget
who I'm talking
to.
One leads to two.
Well,
and not only that, but if you meet somebody in the bar, you will talk for 3 hours.
Actually, I don't see you as much of a bar talker.
I'm not a bar talker.
I think he just wants to sit there and like look at TVs or look at his phone.
I think he does, but if he met somebody interesting enough, he would
but
talk
he's
them up
never
for a long
gonna
time.
Start up the conversation.
Yeah, I'll never start up the conversation. I'll never be the one to start up the conversation.
And if somebody starts up a conversation with him, as we've learned, he kind of gets annoyed by it.
I don't love the small talk with complete strangers.
Mm-hmm. That's how you meet people though, usually.
Sure.
Like small talk can lead to something more significant.
See, I prefer meeting people through networking, like friends of friends. Like, oh. So that way. I don't know. I think so.
Guys, I just found out. Breaking news.
What?
Cocaine use and production hits record high. We saw it this morning with Melissa McGurk.
Oh, Melissa, no. you need to write into whatever publication you saw that headline from and say, no, it's just Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, did you try putting it on pizza?
Mel.
Yeah.
Did you finish all that pizza?
I got kind of full. I had like 3 bites left.
Because of the vial of Parmesan.
I know. It was
filled
really
you up.
Mm-hmm. I ate a very small dinner last night.
Yeah.
So I was kind of extra hungry today.
What'd you have for dinner?
Meatloaf.
Really?
How'd you just pronounce that?
Meatloaf?
You did not say it like that originally. You said meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
I was like, what the hell?
You said meatloaf?
Meatloaf sounds delicious.
Meatloaf.
I would eat some meatloaf.
I like meatloaf.
My dad's favorite meal is meatloaf.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do anything for meatloaf, but I won't say it wrong. You know, guys?
Yeah, right. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
It's sad. He was a great actor.
Great singer.
My buddy and I once karaoke'd Paradise by the Dashboard Light together.
I once rented Black Dog from Blockbuster. You guys ever see Black Dog?
No.
With Meatloaf?
No.
No?
I saw the Meatloaf story on VH1.
Ooh, oh, that's good. Meatloaf was a truck
I'm sorry,
driver.
Food Network.
Food Network.
Can't remember.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I can tell you guys are tired from talking today.
Yeah.
This is when I'm on fire.
I'm exhausted. Yesterday was a long day for us. We had a lot of meetings. We had a lot of interviews. And yeah, it's just I feel like I'm like feeling it today.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling it.
And I get home. Immediately when I get home, I have to jump into our other car with the car seats in it, go pick up the girls, take the girls home, and then Mare goes off to book club. She's in a book club.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun for dad, who then had to, obviously I had to wrangle both girls for the entire night. So we go to Elmhurst, downtown Elmhurst, because they do Wednesday night concerts, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, let's get the girls out of the house.
Is it like concert in the park?
Something to do. Yeah, it's like, it's a very small park, but it's, on Wednesday, every Wednesday night, they have a different like cover band. And it was, we get down there. There's no one there. I'm like, what the heck? It is a Wednesday, isn't it? And it was.
Did they cancel it from that storm that was supposed to come through?
They canceled it for the storm that was, as you just said, supposed to come through.
I heard about that.
A little bit of thunder, maybe some lightning, but that was it. It was no rain, nothing. And they canceled it like well into the, and I did not know that going into it. So then Kennedy was super bummed because she was really excited about going to this concert.
Yeah.
So then I was like, what am I going to do? And, this was going to buy me some time before bedtime with Mayor being gone.
Right. So what did you do?
Went and got some ice cream.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I said, and I made it a whole big thing. All right. Well, I'm sorry the concert's canceled. But Dad has got a surprise for you. And so then we went to Kilwin's there and downtown Elmhurst. It was great.
Yes.
Delicious ice cream.
Yes, they do have good ice cream.
Yeah.
They have a couple different locations.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
They have one in Riverside?
No, not in Riverside, but...
Near you?
I can't think of where. Maybe, is it Downers Grove or LaGrange? I don't know, but they do have one.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a... I am just feeling it today.
I know, I am too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do you guys, so I noticed this last night when I was sleeping, speaking of being tired.
You know, is it while you were sleeping?
No, wait, what?
I was thinking, speaking of being tired.
Yeah.
So I was sleeping last night, which two nights ago, each night I only got 4 hours of sleep. So okay. I tried to go to bed teeny bit earlier last night.
What time do you go to bed? Bit.
Huh? 9:45.
What time do you like close your eyes?
Well, I closed my eyes at 9:45 last night.
Okay.
And have you ever noticed this, or do you do this, that you are tense when you're laying there and you don't fully relax? And then you have to consciously go, what am I doing? Why am I like my body's tight? And then I'll just like put my shoulders down and relax. And I'll be like, oh my God, that feels so much better. And then I catch myself like 2 minutes later and I'm like tensed back up again.
Really? No, I've never once experienced that.
No, I don't really experience that.
What? Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know what? And I think that might be a woman thing. Because I think I'd be willing to bet Meredith goes through the same thing.
I wonder if that's more like a female thing as opposed to a guy thing. It's driving me nuts.
Do you get a lot of stress and anxiety regularly?
Oh, I have it all the time.
Yeah.
You guys know, I mean, I'm like, I run around like crazy person.
Yeah.
You know, at home with Porter.
Sure.
So it's a lot, but I don't know. I don't like that. You can be like that.
Yeah,
and
right.
then you realize you don't even notice you're
doing
it.
Yeah, sometimes you have to like actively think about relaxing.
You do.
Mm. Yeah.
You really do. And I was wondering, I must be one of the only ones that do that because you guys don't. Sometimes that's when I wish there would be another female in here so
sure.
I could see if there's another woman that has experienced that.
Well, and I feel like I'm on the extreme opposite end of that because like I'm one of those people where it's like when my head hits the pillow, I am out like light.
Mm. I used to be.
Takes me a minute to fall asleep.
Really?
I just don't feel tense when I'm falling asleep.
Did we talk about this on this podcast where I think I have narcolepsy?
Yes. Well, I don't know if we talked about it on a podcast, but we've talked about it.
Because
you've said multiple times that you get tired driving home. I don't know what you do to stay awake.
What was the other thing that he said he had?
He had a disease.
Crohn's disease,
yeah. I mean, I tried to tease you about that. You got so upset.
In my defense, I had all of the symptoms of Crohn's disease. My doctor even told me, she goes, yeah, you're right. You do have all the symptoms. The only difference was when you do have Crohn's disease, it doesn't arise that quickly. Like, it doesn't show up that quick. Like, it's more of like a steady, gradual thing that for...
When you came in that day, and I think that you were getting ready to see the doctor
that same day. Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Kyle, Austin's got Crohn's disease. You know, like I'm elbowing him and you're like, it's not funny.
Yeah.
You're like,
it's serious, guys.
This is very serious.
I know. I was nervous. I was kind of scared because it's not like me to have the symptoms of Crohn's disease. And if you don't know the symptoms of Crohn's disease, just Google it. I'm not going over it here on the pod, but
Kyle, have you ever thought that you had like something small like that? You're like, something's wrong with me. Something's wrong.
Yeah, probably. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Narcolepsy, there's like different levels of it. So I feel like
I'm sure when I was a kid, I got like an ingrown hair and I was like by my mouth and I'm like, herpes, I got him. They got me. Because you just discover about herpes, you're like, yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Every bump that comes on your face. Is that a zit or herpes? I don't know.
That's a bump. That's it. I've had a good run.
Oh, my gosh.
And then like at that age, you're like, I haven't even kissed a girl yet, but I know.
I know. I must have like drank something out of like something weird. Yeah. Damn it.
What's that herpes strain? PHV or something like that? You can get like the shot, the vaccination for it now.
PVC pipe?
No, it's not a PVC.
I was about to say, you're asking herpes expert McGee over there.
I had a PSP, PlayStation Portable.
No, not the same thing. Okay, about your narcolepsy.
Yeah.
Okay, do you really think that you have that?
No, I just, it's sometimes.
Oh my God.
Kyle, no. I think he's got narcolepsy.
No, so there's different levels of narcolepsy. And I think I have one of the lowest levels. Because it's not like I don't just like fall asleep randomly throughout my day. But there are times where and you're probably like, well, is it because you're not getting enough sleep? No, it's like I could sleep a full 8 hours, 9 hours, and still like pass out at like certain times, places. Like,
is that self-diagnosis?
Yeah, well, right now it is, but I do want to get checked for it.
Do you guys?
I know that carries very little weight. Like, I'm not going to say I have narcolepsy, but I feel like I have it enough to where I want to get looked at.
Well, even if they test you, can they actually figure out if you have light narcolepsy?
So a buddy of mine does have like a lower grade narcolepsy.
And they can figure that out.
That's what made me first think it. Because if you said, oh, you have narcolepsy, I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I don't fall asleep like randomly throughout the day.
You know? I've never seen you do that.
But I could. And there will be times like driving, like where it's like, you know, eyelids try and stay open, or like, I know I'm basically just describing things that everyone goes through right now. But I'm telling you, if I sit still for a while, if I like,
you know, when I lay my head on a pillow, I fall asleep.
I know. I mean, everybody. I'm describing things that everybody does.
When I wake up for my job, you know, when I have to wake up at 4 a.m. every day, and then I get home, I'm like tired.
But like, when you guys get a full night's sleep, you feel rested the next day, right?
No.
Not always.
Mm-mm.
I get tired throughout the day.
He's discovering that he doesn't have narcolepsy.
No, I'm still getting tested for it.
No, you guys, you don't understand. Sometimes when I'm driving home, my eyes feel like
caffeine does nothing for me.
Oh, yes, it does, because you drink it.
I drink it because I have to. Otherwise, I'd be even more tired.
You just got done saying it does nothing for you.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. Oh, my God.
I hate this.
You.
What? I don't understand.
Beer doesn't get me drunk.
I wish I was asleep.
I just drink it, and then I get drunk.
Gosh, I hope I have narcolepsy now. Just to...
Oh, I have some... Okay, I'm going to pull you out of this spot that you're in.
Thank you.
I have some good news.
Is it about the cocaine use?
Yeah, about Parmesan cheese? No. They have some in the kitchen right now?
Do you guys remember when I thought I had kidney failure?
Oh, yeah. What was that? What ended up happening with
that?
It
was kidney stones.
You had the stones?
You passed kidney stones?
They are called silent kidney stones.
Silent?
That's what they're called. There's a name for it.
How did you get them?
I don't know. Probably not drinking enough water. So interestingly, I don't even know if I told you this. There was a day I was, speaking of taking a nap, I was taking a nap on the couch and I woke up and I was wearing loose pant legs and, you know, they fall up to your knees. And I looked down and I had these red dots all over my legs.
Ew.
Like all over my legs. I looked like I had measles. And I'm like, what is that? So I went to the doctor, and that's when they did a blood test, and that's when my kidney levels were crazy low. And when I started, of course, looking stuff up, but the doctor was also concerned, so it wasn't just me. The levels were so low that I was like borderline kidney failure.
Jeez.
It was bad. And then turns out I was so severely dehydrated.
Oh my gosh.
That I got those marks on my legs. And that's a signal that your kidneys are struggling.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus.
Jeez, yeah. No.
And then I'm like, well, what is all this? And so it turns out, I have one more test to do. And I'm just lazy and I don't want to go do it. But it turns out that it seems like in like 95% it was just
narcolepsy?
Silent kidney stones.
Crohn's disease.
Oh, my God. Mel, wake up.
Hey,
wake up.
Okay. I don't you think you should go get that final test?
Yeah, you definitely should.
I mean, like, I'm just lazy to do it. That's literally your health, your livelihood.
My legs have been fine ever since then. So,
no. I can't. So it's self-corrected?
Yeah.
You know how things do. I was one appointment away from finishing my chemo. I'm not going, though.
Yeah.
I feel fine.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm still coughing up blood occasionally, but I'm fine.
Yeah.
Everybody does it. I might have narcolepsy. Who cares?
It's Crohn's disease.
It's Crohn's. I don't know. I'm too lazy.
Oh, my God.
I love that you admit it. I'm too lazy to go get the last thing I'm supposed to do.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And then in two months, you're going to come to us and be like, guys, I do not feel good. I don't know why. I don't think I'm drinking enough water.
I forgot to tell you guys, I was reading this book the other day, but I didn't read the last page. You know, it was fine.
Have you ever done that?
Not read the last page of a book?
Not like got three
or
quarters
read a
of
book.
Like 3/4 of the way through the book and you have like 5 pages to go and you never finish it?
My brother won't finish TV series. Doesn't want it to end.
I've never finished the OC. I've never watched season 4. I get to end of season 3 and I start over.
I'm glad we're all quitters.
Yeah. I didn't say I was a quitter. I'm going to my doctor's appointments.
Well, we should quit this podcast.
No.
True.
You should. I wish I could quit you.
All right.
Just Brokeback Mountain.
after I press stop on this podcast, Kyle will officially be a quitter.
Quitter! Oh, wait, shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.